Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Mulleavy. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Moore. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive towards third. Calm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Mulleavy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulleavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulleavy hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Mulleavy moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is walked intentionally. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to home to get Mulleavy. Cecil moves to third. Jolly moves to second. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulleavy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulleavy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause takes first base on ball four. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 0 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Krause moves to second. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mulevey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Mulevey reaches second base with a double. Jamison throws the ball into Goldman, who tags Mulevey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Krause scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Barnes. Averill reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to second. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground for a single. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watwood moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watwood scores. Barnes moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kraus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barnes scores. Com moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kraus. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Kraus steals second. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Com scores. Kraus moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malivi hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Cecil moves to second. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Ed Montague. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Gardner pinch runs for Bibb Falk. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Gardner scores. One out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jameson moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jameson moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.